The Australian Nuclear Science and Technology Organisation, ANSTO, to use its acronym, which manages Lucas Heights, is going to meet with local residents in Engadine tonight to discuss the issue, where there are some concerns have been raised. Kent Johns is the Sutherland Shire Mayor. Sutherland Shire is, of course, the shire in which Lucas Heights resides, and he joins me now on 702 ABC Sydney Mornings. Kent Johns, thanks for your time today.
Absolute pleasure to be here.
So what exactly is going to happen at Lucas Heights?
Well, at Lucas Heights, they're upgrading the facility, and they're upgrading it because we have a new nuclear reactor there that's been replaced. So the technology is far more improved, and the research going on is far more developed. So it's an expansion of the facility for a technology that is probably world class and world leading at the moment. And there's a couple of applications they have before the appropriate authorities to get the appropriate approvals for that.
Okay, so that's for the new part of the facility. What happens to all of the old waste?
Well, what currently happens with a lot of the old waste, as I'm advised, is that it's shipped out to France, it's treated, and then it's supposed to be
back.
Returned. It's supposed to come back and stored in a national repository for waste. Unfortunately, that hasn't been able to be achieved. So it's coming back to ANSTO, but ANSTO, as I'm advised, only bring back the material that was theirs. They're not receiving material from external parties, whether it be hospitals, medical facilities, mining. It's only from their research facility, and it's temporarily to be stored there until, as I said, the national repository can be finalised, and we can start treating our waste in an appropriate manner.
Mm. What are local residents telling you about this whole process? Is there dissatisfaction? Is everyone happy? What's your reading?
No, the dissatisfaction can only come from the fact that the National Repository hasn't been done. It's been delayed, and that is a real concern. That ultimately is what needs to happen. A National Repository is not only needed for the waste that's coming from ANSTO, but waste that is generated, for example, in our local hospitals. Waste that's generating industry out in the outback in mining. So it's not just the waste coming from ANSTO that's a real concern.
Mm.
It's the fact that there needs to be some action taken on the national repository. So if I thought that the disappointment of our residents is directed anywhere, it's directed at the lack of action that's happened there. And I must admit, governments of all persuasions have endeavoured to do their best to get the repository up and running, but it's delayed. That's not acceptable. ANSTO is a world-class research facility. It shouldn't be a waste facility, but I think we accept that if they've generated their waste on a temporary basis only, we'd reluctantly accept that ANSTO has the professionalism and the technologies to adequately store it for a temporary facility only.
Mm, Kent Johns is with us, the Sutherland Shire Mayor. Now, the old reactor itself is part of what needs to be disposed of, isn't it?
But I understand that's a very long, a long-term item. It's the first I'm hearing about it today.
Mm.
My understanding is the decommissioning will happen and will happen over an extended period of time. But that probably can't occur in full scale, as I understand it, until this national repository is up.
Right.
There's nowhere to put it.
Yeah.
So you can decommission it all you like, but you're going to have to store it somewhere, and I don't think it's appropriate at the moment that we really look at that until we get a national repository up. But I will be following that up today with ANSTO. They're normally fairly open and transparent when it comes to things like this. I'm not sure they'll give me an answer by the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we might try and find out what the latest is from Muckaty as well, where the proposal is to put this national repository. Kent Johns, thank you for talking to us.
Really appreciate the call. Thanks very much.
Take care. Bye-bye. Kent Johns is the Sutherland Shire Mayor.